It's Miner's Day on Saturday.
Not for just people under the age of 18.
Wah, wah.
Oh, that seemed like an easy one to go with. Yeah, but yeah. I love this event. The public part of it is very small. Mm-hmm. It's literally a 5-minute parade down Main Street.
This isn't like floats and crazy stuff. It's people with connection to the mining families marching down Main Street, basically. If you're connected with one of the mining families.
Yeah, I think I am.
You think so? They give me a sign every year.
They do. And that's how I assume I am. But On my mom's side, my grandfather worked for the mines as an accountant. When we're talking about the mining history and heritage of this community, it wasn't just the men who went underground and worked on the face or worked in different parts of the mine. It was an entire community. You had people working at the mine store, all those other services that we still have now, which supported the entire community.
Right, right.
Every year there's less miners. There's only 9 men left who worked underground.
Really?
That's something I learned from Jerry Stevenson. The former mine engineer still lives in Canmore and is the guru of the mine history that we have here in town and an amazing resource. He does a mine history tour every summer. He's 85. He just got his second new hip and it's not slowing him down. He's still out there taking people on the tour and showing them parts of our past and taking us to places where now, you know, $1 million housing developments, but it used to be the number one Canmore mine, for example.
So it was an interesting tour. You'd recommend it?
Absolutely. Yeah. There are 2 things that came out of it to me. One was obviously the work that Jerry did and the reclamation of Quarry Lake and just what a treasure that is mm-hmm. to people now. The other one was he rolled out a really long map that showed all the underground mine workings of the past, because right, this dates back to like the 1880s, and then shows all the current development that's been built on top of it. And you really get a sense of how much of Three Sisters is on top of former mine workings.
Interesting.
This isn't just our history, this is our future. There's plans for development out there, and when you develop on former mine workings, you need to have, I think, stringent requirements for assessing whether or not an area is appropriate for development. Mm-hmm. And for example, Durgus Gate, that sinkhole is still there.
Right, yeah.
That's an example of an area where Jerry, for example, would not have recommended development.
Yeah, no kidding.
For us to fix that, we can't excavate. You take an excavator into there to try and find that mine shaft, and you could end up cracking someone's foundation. And then finally, Miner's Day, I got to give a big plug out to the Canmore Hospital Ladies Auxiliary. We're doing beef on a bun at the Civic Center Plaza at $7, and money goes towards a really good cause, and it's a great event. It's right after the parade. It's our annual Canmore reunion, and a lot of the people who may no longer live here are here. It's a great way to connect with the past.
Right on. So Miner's Day is this Saturday, the parade going down Main Street at noon, beef on a bun, and just after that at the Civic Center Plaza. Also between 12:30 and 2:30, a couple of authors are in town for a book signing event on someone who came to Canmore as a miner, became a Canmore legend with his guiding and trail building and climbing. Lawrence Grassy from Piedmont to the Rocky Mountains. And you can meet the authors, get your books out. I believe there's going to be like a delegation from Italy that's going to be part of this as well. So
his legacy is greater than just what we have here in Canmore.
And very much tied to our mining history too. So it all kind of fits together.